for the most part around the holidays, people are concerned about a lot of things. End of the year, comparing themselves to where they were the year before. If they've had any kind of losses in their life, those become then sort of an anniversary season. There's commercialization. Putting a lot of pressure on people to sort of purchase and provide things for their family members or friends. And of course, with unemployment and other economic issues and just rising costs, that's even more difficult to do than it was maybe last year.
Even for students, this can be kind of a difficult time.
Obviously, they're in lower income bracket and they're not earning money. A lot of times they're, you know, getting by on loans. As faculty, we're very, very aware of a couple of issues. We have students who really aren't with family or attached to anyone, and so they don't really know what to do with themselves over the winter season or the holiday season.
Can there be serious consequences of this?
A lot of times, bad judgment. Younger people want to hook up with their friends that they've known, connect with them, and maybe they've moved on. A lot of times they think that, the hectic days of exams are over with, and so they start using alcohol or other things and start making bad judgments. And, of course, relationship changes are quite frequent. People who get depressed or isolated will often reach out frantically to someone who's maybe not the best for them.
What symptoms should we be looking for in others and perhaps even in ourselves?
Folks who a lot of times they'll seclude to themselves. People will have sleeping issues, appetite issues, usually changes. Around the holidays, we see a lot of people overeating, sometimes more as sedation. Folks who are thinking more hopeless thoughts and comparing themselves poorly or can't see a good future for themselves. Those are folks that we'd be a little more concerned about, especially if they expressed it.
If you do recognize signs of holiday depression in someone or in yourself, what then should you do?
Well, in someone else, certainly if we see or observe something that looks more like some of those clinical kinds of symptoms, we certainly want to refer them out to professional people to work with them, hopefully get them feeling better and moving on. If we recognize those sorts of things in ourselves, I think it's really, really important for people to reach out and not feel so isolated. There are a couple of ways to do that. You know, one way is to just simply say to someone, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do for the holidays. I'd kind of like to spend time with people and I don't have anyone here. And I think folks will hear that. I think another way to do it, though, is really take the focus off yourself a little bit. And think about volunteering and doing something for someone else. And so oftentimes when folks are just sort of preoccupied with themselves and feeling a little down, just focusing on doing something for another person is just a way to pull you off those thoughts and really start to plan for the next year a little bit. And so if you find yourself in a tight spot this year, start thinking about it sort of incrementally. How do I improve this in the future?